in God's timing and just with preaching schedules as they worked out over a whole year, we come to the 24th of December, and I've been preaching through series, and we've come through the book of John, and now we're in verse 25 on the 24th of December, and it's perfect because it speaks about life and Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be looking at John chapter 5, verse 25 this morning. And I want you to open your Bibles. We're going to be reading a little bit around that passage to give it its context. But John chapter 5, verse 25, we'll be looking at this morning. We read from verses 24 to 29 of chapter 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. And then I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah once more. And this time to Isaiah chapter 61. This gives us further context. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. These are the famous words Jesus quoted in the temple. But he was quoting from the prophet Isaiah by the inspiration that God had given the prophet hundreds of years before. And as Jesus stood up in the temple and read these words, they came true and are still true. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. What beautiful verses. We started that reading in verse 25. The dead will hear. And I hear you, Calvin, come on, lighten up. It's Christmas. Why do you want to speak about dead? The dead will live. Well, isn't that the whole reason for Christmas? That the dead will hear and live. That's why Jesus came. And two of the great tasks that the Father assigned to the Son in time immemorial past was to bring life to the dead and to judge all people. And these are two tasks that God had given him. And they're described in two pictures. And I want you to get these two pictures this morning, because then this will all make sense too. The first one is a resurrection of the soul. And that's what we're going to be speaking about, verse 25. Where a soul is resurrected from the dead to life. It's given life. And then the one that we won't get to today, but we'll get to in the future, is a future resurrection of the body and soul of believers and unbelievers to judgment when Christ returns again. But we'll look at the first one this morning, the resurrection of the soul. Christ came to bring spiritual life to the spiritually dead. When does that happen? Now. The time is now. How do I know that? Because it says so in my sermon notes. No. How do I know that? Because the Bible says so. Let's look at our verse. Verse 25. We're going to get to know this verse well. Truly, truly, I say to you, An hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Jesus starts with the words, truly, truly, I say to you. So, what does that mean in scriptural language? It means, hey, listen up. This is a truth you need to hear, and it's a truth you need to believe, take to heart, and build your life on it. Listen up. Truly, truly, I say to you, says Jesus. What is he saying? He's saying, an hour is coming, and that hour is now here. An hour is coming. That whole phrase was referring to the Messianic ages, where the prophets prophesied about Jesus, the Messiah, who would come. 4,000 years previously, these prophets had been prophesying, various prophets had been prophesying about the coming Messiah, the one who would usher in a time when the spiritually dead would be able to hear the voice of the Son of God himself. You see, what had God done up to then? Up to then, God had spoken to people through the prophets, but had also spoken to individuals. He'd spoken to Adam. He'd spoken to Abraham, to Noah, to Moses, and various other characters in history. But the majority of people God had spoken to through prophets. And then, as per God's plan of salvation, at a very given millisecond in time, as God had planned, God sent his own Son to earth to speak directly into people as a creative act of God. Do you hear that? When Jesus speaks into people's lives, it's a creative act of God. He creates life. He is the creator, isn't he? So Jesus came to this earth, and with Jesus came life. And yes, at this time of the year we hear he came and he was born of a virgin. And yes, he was. He was born of a virgin because the Holy Spirit came supernaturally on Mary. And she conceived of the Spirit. And Jesus was the baby who was there. He came, but he was sent by God. And with that Jesus came life. And so he says, the hour is now here. Literally, if you look at your Bibles and you read the fine print there, it will say, the hour is already fulfilled. That's the literal translation. The hour is already fulfilled. It's now here. And this phrase makes it clear that the subject is spiritual regeneration. Jesus is saying, the hour is now here. I've come that you may live. I'm here. And the offer of life means that we are dead. Because if we weren't dead, why would he come and bring life? Do you hear that? Jesus came to bring life, which means we were dead. And how do we know we were dead? Well, there's a whole different sermon here, but it's because of what happened with Adam and Adam's sin, which came out. And it affected the rest of humanity. But the good news is, to all those who hear this truth and believe him to be the Son of God and ask him to be their Lord and Master, Jesus promises new life. Well, you say to me, nah, not this year, maybe next year. Or, I've still got plenty of time. Well, you see, Jesus says between Christ's first coming and his return is the time for people to hear and believe. Jesus came as a baby. He went to the Father. It's now the time to believe. When he returns, it's too late. So have you got plenty of time? Well, I'll ask you this. Do you know all things? Do you know when he's coming back? If you do, rest easy. You've got plenty of time. But if you don't, he can return any time. And so the time to come to Jesus is now, he says. The opportunity to hear and believe will not last forever. When Christ returns, that opportunity ends. Today, if you hear his voice, listen. And then what does he do? He comes that we may live. What does verse 25 say? I say to you, an hour is coming, is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. And that's the resurrection of the soul we're speaking about. How does this happen? I want to just slow that down. How does it happen when someone is saved? There's a mystery about it, but some of it is very clear. Romans 3:23 says this: we are all dead in our trespasses and sins. That's where it starts. None of us starts good. We all start before the Lord tainted by and dead in our sin. That's where the story starts. That's why we need a Savior. And that's mankind's default position. We need to be rescued from spiritual death, which is separation from God. And so what does this text say? It says we need to listen to a voice. Who do we need to listen to? Our voice is what? The Son of Man. We need to listen to Him, the Son of God. Very specific. There are not many ways to God. That's an untruth. There's only one voice we need to hear and believe, and that's the voice of the Son of Man. And then what are we to do? We are to hear and believe. What are we to hear and believe? His word to us. Now, if you've been going down the Ave this week, you would have seen there's a very affable and friendly girl there that was handing out booklets for free on the Baha'i faith. I had one of these left by one of my guests this morning for me. It's a Christmas present. There's only one way to find inner peace. There's only one way to be saved and to go into an eternity. It's not through any other way but through Jesus Christ. We have to hear His voice. We have to hear His word to us. And then we are to respond. We are to hear and believe. But you say, hey, Calvin, we're dead. How can that happen? You see, we're not physically dead. We've still got this active faculty of hearing. And by God's grace to us, we can hear words spoken to us and we can understand them. You can understand me, can't you? I think. Those who are not sleeping. You can understand. It's language. And as you hear, you understand the language. But then the miracle happens. God intervenes there. And He takes our darkened understanding and He puts His hands on our lives. And He starts to help us to understand spiritual truths. And as you're hearing someone speaking about truth, it suddenly starts to make sense to you. Does that mean you're saved? No. That's still Operation Bootstraps. You can't save yourself just by your understanding. We need the intervention of God. And so God comes and He puts His Spirit on us and He starts to draw us to Himself. And the more we understand, the more things are opened up to us, the more we know what God is saying. And then there comes a moment when God says, yes, I am saving you. You become mine. And the faith with which that happens comes from Him as well. See, nothing is from us. God gives us the faith to understand. Acts 3:16 says, the faith which comes through Him. My friend, if you've said a prayer and you think you're saved because of that prayer, you're not saved. You can only be saved if you put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you bow your knee and give your life to Him and say, Lord, take over my life. I want you to be the one who controls me now. And then He will come in and give you new life. Until then, Operation Bootstraps. You see, when Christ speaks, this is a miracle that happens of resurrection. This is where Christ creates life in us. Because remember, our souls are dead before Him. We are separated from God. As Christ speaks to us, and as He starts working in us, His voice comes and it pierces the darkness around us. And it comes into your spiritually dead soul. And you suddenly hear the voice of Jesus Christ calling you. Calvin, come to life. And my soul responds and gets life from Christ. He creates it in me. Nothing? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Come on, people. That's a miracle of grace there. Forgive the messenger. God saves us. Does that still do something to us? A miracle of grace comes and we are resurrected from the dead to life. My soul is flooded with life and light. And I rise in response to Jesus Christ, and I now follow him. And I rise him from a state of, I rise from a state of spiritual death, and I become a follower of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Marty. He does the work in us. Why? Why does he do this? Because he's promised us. He said, those who hear will live. See in our text. Those who hear will live. How can he make that promise? Because our text says life comes from him. Life comes from Jesus. So he can give life. John 1 verse 4 says this, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hebrews 5 verse 9 says, Christ is the author or the source and the sustainer of life and faith. And so if you're a Christian here today, hear me. You will be resurrected twice. Now don't take me out and stone me. You will be resurrected twice. If you're a believer here today, you've already been resurrected once. When Christ brought you from death to life. And we're going to hear about that this morning. But there comes a second resurrection. When Christ returns. And then every single person will be resurrected again. Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever. And if you've died, you are resurrected. And you face your judge. And if you're a believer, you are resurrected. And you face your Lord. And you go with him into eternity. There's whole sermons there. We're not going there today. And so I want to conclude this morning by saying this. This Christmas, Christ still gives life. The offer stands because he hasn't returned. The offer still stands to you and I. If you're an unbeliever, Jesus says this. I still save people from spiritual death to spiritual life. Why? Because I love you. I love you. How do I know that? Because of John 3:16. God loved the world so much. Why? He gave his only son so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. There's the offer of Jesus Christ, my friend. And I pray this morning that that you will hear the voice of the Son and live. Here's our verse again, verse 25. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. And lastly, to you believers here this morning, you and I were resurrected from death by his love and his grace. Is that where it ends? I'm in the boat. It's floating. And that's where I'm staying. Doesn't end there. Yes, you're in the boat, you've been saved, but we've got a job to do, don't we? We've got to testify of that life in Christ. Why? Because there are thousands and millions of the living dead around us who need to hear about a Christ who saves and brings to real life. And we need to tell them so that they too can hear the voice of the Son of God and live. If we don't tell them, who will tell them? I'll tell you who'll tell them. And it's not going to be the right message. I didn't see too many Christians in the air. We are to tell them the message. And then they'll live.